Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" The gospel of the Lord. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. What does that mean? We've been hearing, you know, this phrase since, you know, Sunday from the readings of the gospel readings almost every day. Well, let me tell you about the kingdom of heaven being at hand. Today, as I mentioned, we celebrate the memorial of Maria Goretti. She was born in 1890 to a poor Italian farming family. And when she was 9 years old, her father passed away, so she began to help her mother with her siblings and the farming chores around their farm. She got the attention of a neighbor, 20-year-old boy, who tried to make advances towards her, and every time she resisted him. One day, he was able to corner her alone and try to force himself on her, and she refused and told him she'd rather die than give in to him. So he took out his knife and stabbed her 14 times. She was 12 years old. She died the next day, but before dying, she told the people around her, "I forgive him, and I pray that one day he will be with me in heaven." That young man was sentenced for 30 years in prison, and during his imprisonment one night, he had a dream of Maria appearing to him and giving him 14 lilies, one for each stab wound that he gave her. That changed his life. After finishing his sentence, he left the prison. He went and asked forgiveness from Maria's mother and became a lay Franciscan. In 1950, when the Pope canonized Maria, both that young man, no longer a young man, but that man and her mother were present at her canonization. The kingdom of God that is at hand is about forgiveness, is living the gospel values that Jesus taught us. Let's fast forward to 2020 in Australia. A family that have 7 children, one day in February, three of those children with their cousin were walking to the local market to buy ice cream. A man driving a car was drunk and drugged, drove his car on the sidewalk and killed all 4 children. Within days, as news media were talking to the family, both the father and mother announced that they have forgiven the drunk driver. Later on, they said they believe it's because of their forgiveness that for that young driver that they were able to remain married as they dealt with that tragedy. Forgiveness, that's the kingdom of God, is at hand. It's not just an ideal. Sometimes we think, well, nobody can live that way. Yes, people do live that way, whether it's in the past or in the present. Many people are proclaiming the kingdom of God is at hand by their actions.